made this casket cedar. Uh-huh. And this old doctor would get in it and try to see if it don't fit when he hadn't made it. And I don't believe I ever got in it. I told this fellow, the doctor, Ferdinand, and a fellow named Hall, the carpenter that built it for him. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing you ever seen in your life. That'd be anything I ever saw. And he was buried in it. They buried him in it.
Yeah. I don't think I'd care to get in it and lie down in it.
Well, there's been enough money got me in there. And I've sat up now many nights. I know you never have, I'm sure. Never sat up with anybody dead. Mm-hmm. Way back years ago, you see, they always kept me at the homes. Uh-huh. And the neighbors would go in and sit up. Mm-hmm. That nice with them. And they didn't embalm them either then, back there then. Mm-hmm. 50 years ago, I never heard of this thing, embalming people. I hope a fellow embalmed Annie's grandfather, and take her, stay there and hope him. And he said, in this fellow's home, my granddad's home, I went and Mr. Billy Bethune, who was undertaker out of Franklin. All I'd done was hand him stuff, and he drew this blood out of him, you know, and put this fluid in it. Mm-hmm. And all, that's the first time I ever seen anything like that done, or it was around it done. Then after that, they began to more and more begin to embalm them, you know. But it wasn't no time to let everybody was embalmed. You see, you could keep them quite a while. Up till then, you couldn't keep them just, you know, just about a few hours. If it's hot weather, especially, you know. And I've set up many times, this would sound funny to you, but they didn't have screens on them. People at homes didn't have screens on them. Mm-hmm. Windows back then in them days. And I've set up many nights and had to fight to keep a broom or stick or something to keep cats knocked out. Keep them come in and getting on eating the body, on the body. We've set up many nights.
Did it stink?
Yeah. Yeah, just like some dead, something else, it would be dead. They would. And you couldn't, like I say, you'd have to bend this day. But now, you know, sometimes they keep them away. I think you freeze the body now, don't they? And keep them for weeks and weeks.
Some parts, if the ground's too hard to dig.
I think I've heard them freezing where they hold them out for weeks and weeks. Maybe it's, you know, to a certain time. Somebody can come and get there or something or other. Man. I've heard them freezing, but I've never seen one froze. I'm no dog.
Didn't you get scared sitting up?
Myself?
Yeah.
Some cats made a sort of scary feeling. Well, we were sitting up one time, a whole bunch of my friends, with a fellow, old fellow. And we, like us, talking yesterday, we had to all bunch of wood. We could cut short in the house. We had to go out and cut some. Take axe and cut some wood that night. It was real cold. And once I went out, we had to cut short to get some, bring some more in. Usually three or four hours would be set up the house. And when these cats squall, and two of them got hung in the door trying to get all of them get in at one time. With wood. Like hit them to death. Yeah. Every one of them tried to get in the door at the same time. Yes, they didn't win where a cat squalled off the squall you ever heard you. Scared them to death. They was young, and of course I was old and in a bunch.
Yeah.
But they didn't have to tell them to come in. They come right on in. There's been a lot of pranks and things did with people like that back in them days. I knew a case where the old lady was blind. I went on, I tell all this stuff, you might, this wouldn't be no count to you, would it?
No, but I'm interested. Go ahead.